The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 5th of December, 2008. Prohibition came to an end on this day, 1933, when Utah voted to ratify the 21st Amendment, which canceled the 18th Amendment, which had banned the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. 1776, on this date, Phi Beta Kappa was founded at William and Mary College in Williamsburg, Virginia, the first American honor society. It's the birthday of the writer John Barrett, born in Syracuse, 1939. He was an editor at Esquire when he decided to write a book about Savannah, Georgia. It took him 7 years to write the book. It came out in 1994, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, which became a runaway bestseller. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for 217 weeks. Tourism in Savannah increased by almost 50%. John Barrett's newest book came out in 2005, The City of Falling Angels, a book about the city of Venice. It's the birthday of Rose Wilder Lane, born in 1887 in DeSmet in Dakota Territory, best known to us as the daughter of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Rose Wilder Lane settled in San Francisco. She became a writer there, journalist, wrote romantic serials as well, a very prolific and popular author, wrote biographies of Henry Ford, Charlie Chaplin, Jack London, Herbert Hoover, became one of the highest-paid female writers in America. And once during a bout of depression, which Rose Wilder Lane suffered from through her life when she was unable to write her own stories, she stayed with her parents on their farm in Missouri. And her mother, who was then in her 60s, showed her successful writer daughter a manuscript that she, the mother, had been working on, the story of her childhood. And the first of the books came out in 1932, Little House in the Big Woods, followed by Farmer Boy, Little House on the Prairie, On the Banks of Plum Creek, and so on. And to this day, no one is quite sure how much Rose Wilder Lane helped her mother, Laura Ingalls Wilder, with that manuscript, how much of it she edited, how much of it she wrote. And it's the birthday of the essayist and novelist Joan Didion, born in Sacramento, 1934. Her most recent book, a memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, which won the National Book Award a couple of years ago, about the craziness of grief after the death of her husband, the writer John Gregory Dunn. Here's a poem for today by Tim Mayo, entitled All the Women I Almost Married. They gather at the edge of a big proscenium, like a Greek chorus, keening out their melodious dirges, as I prepare to read my poems to an audience of my peers. They are not mourning me, nor themselves. Instead, they mourn all the women I did marry. Then one of them steps up, whom I think I recognize. She lays her hands upon me like some blind tent healer, some traveling maiden all gussied up in a white robe, who has laid her hands for a living every night on a different man in a different field, outside a different town, all over the sultry summerscape of America. And suddenly I hear the whippoorwills sing, as though I have been blessed by the invisible, the feathers of something marvelous that passes only once. All the Women I Almost Married, a poem by Tim Mayo from The Loneliness of Dogs, published by Pudding House Publications. used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.